I'm Steve Potter, and this is Cityscape. This weekend's Cat Video Festival at Contemporary Art Museum St. Louis, and my guests are already chuckling, features a 73-minute film. It's a film compilation of some of the internet's most popular cat videos. Think Grumpy Cat. We all know about that, right? Well, here to explain, please welcome from the Contemporary Art Museum St. Louis, Assistant Director of Development, Bree Alley, and the co-chair of the Cat Video Festival, Bridget Malloy.
Yes.
Welcome to you both.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
All right. Can I be perfectly honest?
Yes. Sure.
I don't get it.
We're here to explain.
The whole cat video phenomenon, and we were talking earlier about it, and I looked up some cat videos, and I couldn't believe the number of hits. I mentioned one, Charlie Schmidt's Keyboard Cat. It's this cat, I guess everyone's seen it, at a piano keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
Had 36 million hits on YouTube, and so that's astonishing to me. What's the fascination, do you think?
I think this is something that people usually watch cat videos by themselves, at home, in front of their computer. And this is an opportunity for them to be a part of a community that enjoys the same things that they do, which is cat videos.
Yeah, cat videos have always been very popular on YouTube. And, the Walker Art Museum is the one that started this in 2012. They just had the idea that why don't we take this solitary activity and bring people together to watch it? Kind of their tagline is, it's not about watching cat videos, it's about watching cat videos together.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Bridget, I understand it was your idea to bring this show here to St. Louis.
Sure was.
So how did that happen?
It was. I had read about the popularity of the original screening in 2012. They had organized this as part of their open field public programming, which the Walker Art Museum utilizes their lawn space outside the museum to do these screenings. And the attendance the first year was double what they expected. It was 10,000. Last year was 13,000. They actually had to move the venue to the state fair grounds. So it's just blown up, and they did a package screening, and it's touring to many different contemporary art museums. So I thought it would be a great fit for the contemporary here.
Well, I'd like to hear from our audience, really. I want them to help me understand this because I don't get the cat thing and I want to understand it. So I'm curious from those people listening, if they have, number one, because there are millions of them out there, do you have a favorite cat video? What is it? And do you have a theory about why they're so popular, why people are drawn to these cat videos? If you do, give us a call at 382-825-8255. That's 314-382-TALK. If you have a favorite cat video or can explain to me why they're so popular, I would really like to know. But why go to a museum and see a show? You said people watch them alone at home on their computer. Why not just stay home one night and do that?
Well, I think that you always see dog parks out there. So this is a lot like a dog park, but for cats. People are coming together to really celebrate cats and their own feline friends. And our big reason that the museum decided to bring the film festival here was because we are really trying to engage a younger audience, a new audience, and that's something that Bridget and the junior board are all about, is bringing new people to the museum, and having the festival here is really a first step into introducing them to contemporary art.
Really? Cat videos?
Yes, cat videos.
Let's talk about some. So this video is traveling around the country, this compilation.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Do you have a favorite? I wrote down a couple that kind of caught my attention. Maybe you might comment on those. How about the kitty with the watermelon addiction?
That's a good one.
This had almost 9 million hits last time I looked, by the way.
Yeah, another good one is Kittens Inspired by Kittens, which is a little girl reading a book, a picture book of kittens. I really love Sir Patrick Chesterfield. I don't know, Bridget, who's your favorite?
One of my favorites is Henri Le Chat Noir, and it's a moody French existentialist cat that is pondering life as a cat.
So tell me the truth. Do you have pictures of cats on your phone?
I actually have pictures of turtles, randomly enough.
I have this great app called Cat Paint where you can superimpose cats on top of your pictures.
No kidding. And why would you do that?
Why not?
I tried to do some research to figure out why this is popular. And I read some interesting theories what cats represent. I don't know if you heard any of these ideas that somehow cats represent, I don't know, part of human nature, or it was complicated. But does any of that make sense to you?
You know, I think that for us, you know, people ask, like, why this is interesting, why it's contemporary art. And I think for the question that we're posing is it contemporary art? And what's how technology is changing how we look at art, how we're making video, how we're making, how we're showcasing our photos that we take. Everybody has a camera, a video on their phone, so it's mm-hmm. making pictures and film so much easier to produce. So it's really changing the way we think about art itself. So that is a way that, you know, we're bringing a question to our audience. It's not necessarily one we're answering, but it's definitely one that we want to pose.
382-8255, that's area code 314-382-TALK. I really would like to hear from someone that loves cat videos, and I'd like to know why. Do you have to be a cat person? I owned a cat about 30 years ago for a minute. And I like cats fine. Do you think you have to be a cat person to be into cat videos?
No, not at all. I think everyone kind of can appreciate the goofiness of cat videos. I'm partial to dogs, but you know, when I read about this, I thought, you know, a lot of people would think this is really fun and would enjoy kind of getting together with their friends and doing this together. We are encouraging people to come cat-themed, cat-inspired dress. So I think it should be some great people watching, too, even if you're not interested in cat videos.
Here's what I thought was funny. I was reading your press release, and it says festival attendees are encouraged to dress in their favorite cat costumes, implying, you know, they have several, and so they have a favorite, which...
Well, there are two showings, so, you know.
And if you don't have a cat-themed costume, there will be make-your-own-cat yes. ears before the show. So.
And we'll also have face painting as well, so...
And I think, and it's sort of surprised me, but you're asking people to leave their cats at home, actually.
We are. Unfortunately, we are a museum, so we can't have animals in the museum. However, 10th Life is going to have an Adopt-A-Cat area, so you can come and actually cuddle with cute little kittens and cats and then maybe possibly take one home that night.
Well, let's take a phone call, see what our listeners have to say. 382-8255, that's 314-382-TALK. Let's go to the phones. I think we have Deborah now. If I'm correct, you're on the air. Deborah, hi.
Hi. I've only watched a few cat videos, I admit. And I used to have cats, now I have dogs. But I don't think it's because we like cats, per se. I think it's a combination of the anthropomorphizing of cats, turning them into people. And the reason we watch them alone at home is because it's a guilty pleasure. We get a kick out of it, but we're embarrassed to say we get a kick out of it.
Yeah, I'm surprised you called.
Exactly.
Do you have a favorite, Deborah?
You know, I haven't watched enough to say that I do. I've never even seen Grumpy Cat.
Oh, that's amazing. Well, look that up. Thanks for your call. No. Christy's calling from St. Louis. She has a favorite cat video. I think the cat jumps in some way. Hi, Christy, you're on the air.
Yeah.
What's your favorite video?
My favorite cat video is the sail cat video. It's this black cat that ends up jumping out of a window.
Oh,
but before
yeah.
he does, he kind of stalks around to the song Sail. And it's just beautifully, perfectly timed. I love it. I can't help but giggle every time.
Well, do you have a theory why you think these things are so popular? Why do you like them?
You know, I love cats, but I think it's just the whimsy of it all. I think just that you can shut your brain off and see something that doesn't have to mean anything. I really love that.
Thanks for your call, Christy. I appreciate that. One of you two, Bree or Bridget, mentioned, you know, is this art? You sort of broached that question. So how is this art? How is this contemporary art?
Well, like we mentioned, that is the question that we are posing to our audience. We want them to think about, you know, is this art, how art is changing? And this is a program that we're really trying to get people into the museum so they can not only experience the type of programs that we have that are focused on contemporary art, but then also see our exhibitions that we have on right now. So it's very much, it's just a very much an open-ended question.
Hmm. What else is going on at the museum?
Right now we have our Great Rivers Biennial exhibition, which is locally based artists, and that's opened until August 10th, so just a few more weeks. And then this September, September 5th, we will be featuring a major retrospective of the artist Mel Chin.
So this event, this film, it's a 73-minute film. It's a compilation of some of the internet's most popular. So had you seen all these beforehand?
Not all of them. And some of them will be new to me this evening. So,
and didn't you do something? Didn't you try to find a St. Louis cat video or something?
Yes, we did. We had a cat video contest on our Facebook page, and we had a lot of different entries, and we are really excited that Chris Ward and his cat Cricket won. So Chris is going to showcase his film both tonight and tomorrow night before we do the Walker Festival film, and we are thrilled that we have our own cat celebrity.
Yeah, so there's a lot going on. You mentioned a couple of things. You said there's going to be cats up for adoption. You've invited people to come in their favorite cat costumes. You mentioned face painting, and I think you're recycling cat toys?
So Purennial is actually coming and doing cat toys. So they're going to teach us how to make cat toys, and then our guests can take them home and play with them with their own cats. We'll also have other animal shelters there that can promote their organization, as well as food trucks and cat-inspired vendors. Cat photo booth to capture your precious moments that you have at the festival. It'll be a good time. So come early. Doors open at 5:30.
All right. If you'd like more information, go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page, and we will have a link to the Contemporary Art Museum St. Louis. It's a cat video festival, which is playing tonight and tomorrow at the Contemporary. You are sold out.
We are sold out.
Unfortunately, but people might go to the website and just learn a little bit more about it, and then I guess they can go on their own adventure when they're home alone. Looking
right
at cat videos, right? Bree Alley and Bridget Malloy, thank you both for being here so much.
Thank you,
Steve.
And coming up next on Cityscape, Modernism at the Codner Gallery. This is St. Louis Public Radio.